Good evening and welcome to this month's Dream Big call on Healthy You. My intention for this call is to open you up to new possibilities, to think about ways to create a healthy you. So I really appreciate you being part of these monthly calls. And if you joined me last month on our call, it was about money stories. And I hope first that you've realized how you're creating your money story. And if you've decided that you wanted a different one for your life, that you began doing something about that. And it takes time sometimes to make shifts, but what I always try to encourage you to do is make sure you take one small step, even if it's a small belief that you have, like money's hard to come by, that you really look at that and you begin taking some kind of shift. And so I really hope that you have started looking at the possibilities of money flowing into your life and having a better relationship with money. So as you begin thinking about the future that you desire, you have to know what that is and find ways to get there. And sometimes there's just lots of ways, and that's one of the things that I really am about, is trying to open people up to possibilities of looking at things in a broader perspective. And so one of the things is sometimes there's areas of our lives that are more troubling for us and play a lot of havoc, and then other ones seem to flow pretty easy for you. Well, this one on tonight on Healthy You is one of the ones that have been most painful for me. And I've learned a great deal about it because it hasn't been easy for me. So as you begin looking at areas that you struggle with, if you can kind of shift that to see, what is it that I can see as a gift in this for me? And so therefore, it's broadened my horizons about the way that I look at this whole healthy you possibility. So this month, we're talking about healthy you. And I just want you to think about and measure, where are you in this area? So ask yourself, how proud and pleased are you with your health and with the physical you? And so I'm pleased because I've had some big breakthroughs where I found some peace and gratitude in this area where I've not had this. And so I feel like that's really, really big for me. Not as much as the physical results changing as quickly as I'd like, but the inner work, which is, the hardest part to really change about yourself. And that big shift for me was I realized that it's all about relationships that we have with these different areas of our life. Relationships with our physical self, our spiritual self, our mental self, our careers. And it's really looking at how are we in that relationship with ourselves. I never thought about relationships with each of these areas. I thought about relationships with the people in our lives. And so it's been a great awakening for me to really start looking at how do I treat myself, my body, my, mind, body, spirit in this whole realm of developing a relationship. Now, I want you to understand one of the huge things that I learned, and just in this little phrase, if you can remember it, then it can change so many things in your life. As Abraham Hicks shares, the recipe for deliberate creation is 5 parts appreciating what is, 2 parts imagining a little better than what is, 2 parts looking for things that would make you feel better, and 1 part quieting your mind, relaxing and not trying so hard, being at ease with it. So as you can see, a key element is to begin noticing the language and the meaning that we're giving to all these situations because our thoughts are so powerful. And as I started thinking about this, I was like, how much appreciation can I give? And I have not done that. And that's why, this area, I feel like I can really speak to this because I've really had a struggle in regards to this area. So how much appreciating are you given every aspect of your life? And for tonight, thinking about the healthy you. Remember, it's five parts appreciating. So each person has their own take on life and what's important to them in regards to, you know, healthy, in regards to your physical, in regards to your mind and your spirit. And from that, each of us look at how do we lose weight, how do we handle wellness or sickness. And sometimes on the surface it might look the same, but you've probably seen people, you know, that can eat anything they want and never gain weight. And, you know, we know that there's some genetics in regards to that. We know our bodies process things differently, you know, whether it's age or menopause. But those all can be reality, but they also can be excuses, which I've, you know, been there allowing those excuses to take place. So I'm sure that you want to look better, feel better, and have more energy in your life. So one of the questions that I really, as I was preparing this and as I've really kind of shifted in my thinking about it, is health to you not being sick? And do you think about prevention or do you think more about illness? And one of, you know, unlimited health is available to us, excuse me, if that's what you want. But based on statistics that you hear and read about, it's hard to focus and think that unlimited health is there for you. So one of the suggestions that I'd like to make, are you focusing on what you want rather than worrying about the statistics? Now, you need to pay attention to statistics and let them help you propel you to a healthier you, but not focus on them worrying about the disease because that's focusing on what you don't want. And, you know, I'm going to give you a few different statistics, and I'll kind of run through these quickly, but you probably know most of them. Adult obesity has more than doubled since 1980, while child obesity has tripled. National Health Forum estimates that 50% of Americans are on track to be obese in the next 20 years, and that could top 60% in 13 states. Right now, 36% of Americans are obese. About 600,000 Americans die from heart disease. That's one in every four deaths. In the United States, someone has a heart attack every 43 seconds. It costs over $109 billion each year for the health care services, medication, and lost productivity. The estimated number of new cancer cases for 2015 is like $60,000 people. That's amazing. And so all of us know all of these illnesses are out there. And I don't know if you're like me, I focused more on what was wrong instead of what was right and tried to make a difference there. So about half of Americans have at least one of the three risk factors of diabetes, overweight and obesity, poor diet, physical inactivity, and excessive alcohol use. Well, the World Health Organization defined health in a broader sense, and they said it's a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, not merely the absence of a disease or infirmity. And health comes from the root word to make whole. So that's another part of this. As you think about your health and a healthy you, are you thinking about your whole being or just the illness or pain that you're dealing with? So just think about on a scale of 1 to 10, do you believe in the mind, body, soul working together? That when you have an illness or something happening in your body, that there's some message that your body's trying to convey to you? Do you stop and listen what your body's trying to tell you? Do you listen to the beginning signs rather than later on when it hits you in the head? That from your thoughts, words, and actions, which are your emotional and mental, they're creating something in your body. Do you take care of your illness in your body, soul, and mind level, or just address the physical symptom, which are the effects, rather than really understanding the cause, like the emotional and mental anguish going on? So when you address the underlying cause of a condition, your body has remarkable capacity to heal it. So awareness is the first sign. So when you notice something happening in your body, start asking, what is that about? Pain is a way to get our attention. And so then the next choice is the decision about what you're going to do for it. And so the emotional pain can be a catalyst for taking care of something. Here's an example recently for me. I started having problems with my right hand and my fingers. They were going numb. And other than complaining about it, I really wasn't doing anything about it. Then I started having problems with my right shoulder, my elbow, and then my neck. So it really then did get my attention. So I went to the doctors, and they started talking to me about, let's do this surgery, then this surgery. And then I realized, oh my gosh, I need to look at this from a different perspective. And I love Louise Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life. And so since this was all happening on my right side, I kind of looked at that, what was going on. And your right side is your masculine side. It's about controlling and forcing. So I asked myself, where was this pattern prevalent in my life? And then what she talks about is that your shoulder says it's the ability to carry out life experiences joyously. So what we're doing, on the other hand, what I was doing, is we're doing making life a burden and not joyously. So I started my business, and I've been definitely in the driven masculine mind. My to-do list is long, and it's like never-ending, and I just feel like I'm never doing enough, and I've got to do this, and I've got to do that, and, you know, just no, it really hadn't been much peace in it, except when I share with people. I always love that part, but when you're sitting there, it just feels and just on and on about that. And so then what I started to do is I started looking more. And so what I realized is that I really liked each of the parts that I was doing, but I wasn't being enjoying all of those parts. So then my hand, I looked at what that was talking about, and that's clutch and grip. And so the affirmation for that was, I choose to handle all my experiences with love and joy and ease. Just feel how much better that feels than the clutch and grip on life. And so then I looked at my neck, and that talks about flexibility and the ability to see what's back there in other ways. But I was being so rigid about everything that I was doing. And so it was all a wake-up call for me. And the affirmations are there to help you really see how you can have a more peaceful life. So I ask you, when you have a physical symptom, just ask your body what it's asking you to do. So do you see how the emotional and mental states are affecting your physical? It's why it's so important to listen to your body and, unlike me, not let four other parts of your body get messed up because of the situations. And just, you know, do you see how if I had just fixed the symptom and not addressed the underlying fear and obsession, more parts of my body were going to be out of whack and bigger issues would rise? So take time to honor what your body's saying to you. For most of my life, I really have thought of either sick or well, not healthy. But I've really been blessed because most of my life I've been well with, you know, a few bumps in the road. And so how I described health was regards to my weight and body image, not on being healthy. I never listened to my body or understand that my body was sending me messages. And I never took time to appreciate my good health. I only fixated on it not being perfect, or from my description of what that was, which was a certain weight. I focused on the few extra pounds that I had, then the 10 extra pounds, and then the 20. And so what I didn't pay attention to was my body was sending me messages, and I didn't know about the five parts appreciation. I was ignoring all of that. I was trying to force my weight off and obsessing about how bad I looked and how come my weight wasn't coming off. you know, as I tried probably every diet on the market and many, a few times about that, you know, whether it was low carb, Weight Watchers, juicing, Nutrisystem. But it was like I was feeling like a victim. How come I couldn't lose the weight? And so it was all in the negative, you know, feelings instead of feeling about healthy and feeling being empowered about it. So the cycle ends up being endless unless you address the underlying issues. So, you know, recently, you know, I've really been working on how can I have a more loving, peaceful, joyful life. And so I finally surrendered and said, okay, show me a way, you know, for me to be more aligned with my perfect weight and perfect health. And so different approaches began showing up. And, you know, instead of just, you know, this quick fix of, okay, get rid of this 10 pounds by doing a juice or, you know, whatever, you know, diet choice I was making, it was like I really want to get my body aligned with exactly what was right for what my body was telling me. You know, I was always looking for a silver bullet or thinking, you know, how could I just quickly get rid of this weight rather than really looking at it as long-term solution and looking at how healthy I was. So one of the things that I realized... what I realized is that I needed to start building a loving relationship with my body and, you know, start realizing it's been the most reliable partner I've had in my life. So I am appreciating my body and health and wellness because if you know me, you know I've been able to do anything and everything that I wanted to do, but this has just been an obsession with me about, you know, my weight. So it's been so exciting for me to be able to have a more loving, joyful experience, even though my weight is not there. And sometimes I don't always feel so loving about that. And, you know, you just wonder, why does it take you so long? But, you know, we are where we are, and we don't need to beat ourselves up about that. And that's one of the things that I really want to share with you about this whole appreciation and really finding a way to be in a, you know, a healthy relationship with you about the way that you look at your physical being. And that you look at it from the mindset of your mind, body, and spirit, because it all works together. So, you know, one of the things that I started doing is looking at my body as the marvelous machine, the divine vessel God created it to. And so I'll keep repeating, adding more appreciation and gratitude to it, to your life. And so it just becomes more peaceful and stuff. And just little ways to do this is I found this quote that said, "Food influences my health, how I feel, and how I perform during the date. Eat as if you love your body." So just that little thought is, you know, I never thought about, you know, my food and my body that way. You know, it was mostly about how much was I going to gain or lose weight if I ate those things. And it was all about my beliefs around that. And so, you know, there were lots of times, even when I was trying to lose weight, that, you know, I was kind of in a rebellious mood and ate what I wanted because I didn't see the results I wanted right now, or, you know, just because I wanted to do it. So we get in those kind of negative spaces with ourselves instead of looking at how food really does influence you. And just that little quote, how could I change just little things in my life? You know, eat as if you love your body. So then it made me start paying attention to what really fills my body, what feels good in my body, what's making me tired, those kinds of things. And it's just a new way to do it. And I wasn't listening to my body before because it was giving me feedback, but I always thought I knew what I needed to do, and, you know, I was on my mission to take care of that. I ran across a Gina LaFlame who wrote The Pleasurable Weight Loss, and she teaches you in her book, She calls your body your beloved animal, and she teaches you all about listening to your body, that your body knows exactly what it wants. If once you get in alignment with your body, you will, you know, your body will tell you, I don't like that kind, that's not what I need now. But you have to be checking in with your body. And I never took the time. And so I'm hoping to encourage you to really start looking at your beloved animal and really checking in, you know, do I need rest now? Do I need some physical activity? Do I need less carbs right now? What is it that I need? And pay attention, because your body will let you know exactly what you need if you take the time to do that. So I've really been excited that I'm looking at my body and my whole health in a whole nother situation in a whole different way. And I've been focusing more on healthy and well-being rather than not the perfect body image. And you know, doing five parts appreciation, and then, as Abraham says, two parts imagining a little bit better than what it is, and trying to relax more about it. So, you know, I also started looking at some of my beliefs around this whole healthy issue for me. And so I do know, I believe I can have what I want, and I know my body knows what to do. If you just take the example, and you hear this all the time, when you get a cut, your body, all the different parts in your body get together and heal it. You know, something happens that it heals. You don't have to tell it. You didn't have to do something. The body just knows to heal it. And that's just a small example of how we listen to our body. It will let us know more about it. So I ask you, what are some of the beliefs that you have around health? I know one of the common ones, you know, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. You know, do you feel like you have to have a coat on to keep you from getting sick in the winter? Do you talk about, I catch colds easily? And remember, your thoughts create your reality. One of mine was, oh, it's hard for me to lose weight. So guess what happens? It's hard for me to lose weight. Another one that I used, I gain weight just looking at it. Just take time, and I gave you a worksheet, and I ask you to look at some of your beliefs there, because our beliefs guide our life. They're the rules by which our life is, whether that's with our money situation we talked about last time, or whether our health, it's our beliefs we have around those that will guide us. And so it's important information for you to begin thinking about. And that's usually like a beginning spot. And just choose one and start looking at it. You know, if you think I catch colds easily, then look at that. And how can you have the reverse of, you know, I never have any colds? You know, and think about, how can I do that? And really focus more on that, so that that's what you get, you know, that you don't, you know, colds aren't even part of your life or something. So what you have to do is make a decision to be healthy, and then make the commitment to make that happen for you. And then you have to be conscious of your eating and your exercise, and you have to know what's right for your body. And not every program is going to be right for everyone. Our Veda teaches that every person has a unique blueprint by nature. And so they talk about it's important to know your body type, and your body knows what it needs. And they talk about a number of different foods to help you, like when you're out of balance, to get you back on balance. But there's so much information out there about what's right for you or what's not right for you. And if you build this relationship with your body and really are listening to it, you'll know what's right for you, not just what the media is telling you. So the important thing here is to pay attention. Start having those conversations with your body. As you know, diets are about what you can't have and what you must do, you know, to make that happen. And that's part of why they don't work often for people. You know, they're short term, and they're always more in you can't do this, you can't do this, rather than looking at shifting that and saying, I'm making these choices because my body's healthier. So that's just a little shift in the way that you're looking at it, but it's an important shift, because when you feel like you're giving up stuff, you're not going to stick with it. You know, you might stick with it, you know, to look good in that dress for the wedding or whatever it is, but we're talking about lifetime here, healthy you. You know, you're dreaming big, you're having exactly what you want. You know, start noticing, how do you use food? Is it to calm you down? But then later you have the guilt and anxiety because what you chose. So start developing the right relationship with food because it supports your cells, tissues, and organs. And look at food as a valuable friend with you. You know, find the highest quality of food for your animal, and that'll help eliminate the cravings and this, you know, be in relaxation and just allow things to happen rather than trying to force everything to happen for you. So the first step here is to get really clear about what ideal health is to you. You know, is it just not being sick? And as I told you, you know, as I mentioned, the World Health Organization really talks about it more about the mind, body, spirit. Those aren't the exact words that they use, but it really is about your total health. And then once you start getting clear about what it is, realize it's not going to all happen tomorrow. And, you know, that's I'm saying that because that's a big one for me. I always think, okay, I'm doing this today, and so I should see huge results tomorrow. And then just know it's going to come, and relax when you are doing what's right for your body. You know, the food you eat, the exercise, the sleep, all those things we know that make for a healthy body, then we know it will happen if we start making those changes. So you have to start defining what that is for you and then spend some time discovering different thoughts that you have about how that happens. Listen to what feels right for you, different foods, different thoughts you're saying, and just go within and honor your inner wisdom. Your body knows what it needs, and just keep checking in with it. And so once you have your ideal vision, then look at and honestly where you are, and then you know what the gap is and, you know, what it is that you're going to need to do to get there. And so then you create your plan to get you from where you are and where you want to be. So I keep going back to some of these things because they're really, really big for me. One of the big parts is once you've got your plan, then relax and just enjoy the feeling of the alignment and just take no score of the physical results and just, you know, relax in knowing that you are really raising your vibration and getting more in alignment, which is what's right for your body and what, you know, it was created to for you to do. And another big part of all of this is our whole attitude about health, which I've kind of woven in here. And Proverbs 23:7 says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." And so our physical body is a reflection of our thoughts. So the lighter your thoughts are, the lighter you'll be. So just think about, you know, what are you currently experiencing in your body that's causing you pain or frustration? You know, what looks or feels or function well with your body right now, and what are you complaining about? So what are your dominant feelings about your health? And so on your worksheet, I also have you start looking at some of the things that might be weighing you down with your health. And so that's an important exercise so that you can start releasing that. And those are little tiny things. That's not depriving you of all the food, but just little things that you can start making some changes that will make a big difference in you. You won't have the burden of all that heavy weight on you. You have over 100 trillion cells in your body working nonstop for you, and they're under your command, and you're commanding them with your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs. So start noticing how you're treating them. Breathing is one of the keys to a healthy body, and it fuels your cells. And when you're stressed, your cells are constricted. I just think about all those years that I was, you know, just so uptight. And it's why I began doing yoga, so that I could practice breathing deeper. And so now I can tell pretty quickly when my body starts closing off and it's not breathing, and I know what an effect it has on your cells. And, you know, so it's important, you know, Tony Robbins, when I went to Tony Robbins a few weeks ago, he says it's the number one thing that you need to do is oxygenate your cells. And I'd never realized it was that, but you know, you can't breathe. What is it, 3 minutes? And if you don't have oxygen, then you don't live. So anyway, a way to tell the difference for you, if you thought about right now, if you just take your body, so do this with me, and just take, you know, your body and just get real tense. Tense up your face and tense up your arms and your core and your legs and your toes. Just tense. Make it tighter. And just notice, what's that feeling like? What are you breathing like when you do that? And then just let that go. And then just think about, let's relax a little. Let's start at our toes and just kind of relax your toes and wiggle those, your toes, and just relax your feet and just kind of wiggle those around. Then move your legs a little, just relax them. And then your hips and your torso, and just move your arms, and then your shoulders and your neck in your head. Do you just feel how that feels? It just feels so much lighter. And just that little thing, if you made those changes and paid attention to when you were getting stressed out, and then think about, how could I relax my body a little bit? And then just appreciate, look how much better I'm giving, you know, oxygen to my cells. I'm breathing better. I'm taking better care of my health, and appreciate that. Five parts appreciation. And so just keep looking for little ways that you can really make your life in a healthy way. Just remember, unwanted diseases and conditions don't suddenly happen into our body, but come as a result of the steady deprivation of energy, like from worry, stressed, or angry. So if you're living in negative energy, it's straining your body. So instead, as you notice that, just try to, you know, quickly make a change and say, okay, how could I shift this? And usually, if it's negative, just shift it to the opposite of that and get yourself back into it. The Course of Miracles says that all disease comes from a state of unforgiveness. So, you know, it's kind of embarrassing as I've shared all this about how not very nice I've been to my body and the way I've talked to my body. But think about that, you know, and how, you know, that has not been kind. And so, you know, if you think about, friends aren't going to stick around if you treat them as badly as I've treated my body. And so just think about in your life, you know, are there people, situations, or yourself that could benefit from forgiveness? And remember, forgiveness is about you. It's not about the other person, because you're not saying you accept that situation. You're just releasing the anger, the frustration, the hatred from the situation. And just think about how much more relaxed your body, mind, and spirit would be. And that's a huge step to a healthier you. Maybe some of you have heard about Emoto's water research. If you really, you know, sometimes some people go, oh, positive thinking, that's a bunch of, you know, garbage or whatever. But his research shows the effect of positive and negative thoughts have on the cells in your organs. And so you can go online and look up his research, and you can see the different designs that happen from positive thinking and negative thinking and how your cells shrink up. And it's pretty scary when you see those things, but it's also pretty exciting when you realize you have control of that, and you can just make those small shifts and be changing the cells in your body and feeling a lot more alive, because that's what it is. When you feel tired and worn out, your cells are not getting, you know, the energy that they need. And so those are small steps to help you make through that. So just, you know, take a moment and think about something negative in your life. You know, maybe the way you treat yourself. Do you belittle, scold yourself, or criticize yourself? Do you mistreat your body with food, drugs, and alcohol? Do you think you're horrible for having a body that's not perfect? You know, just add yours where that might happen for you. But our bodies are responding to our thoughts. And remember, your life and your body should feel good. And we have the ability to make those changes. So, you know, as you think about that negative image, think about how angry and mad and resentful you are. And just notice your body feels that. And so your oxygen's not getting there. So any of those negative thoughts, that's one small way for you to start doing, you know, something different. And then just think about something that brings you joy and think about how much easier it is to breathe and just your posture and just how good your body responds to that. You know yourself, different people feel, you know, when you're around different people, your body feels better, you feel better, and same way with, you know, negative people, low energy thing. So just start noticing, you know, what foods make me feel alive, what environments make me feel alive, you know, how's my body waking up? You know, things that you want to think about are, you know, how do I feel light, lean, sexy, sensual, confident? You know, what are those things that make you feel good? You know, for me, it's about I want to feel youthful, fun, you know, alive, active, agile. And so it's like, okay, am I doing things to help me make sure that I can do that? So, you know, think about your cravings. What are you really craving? Is it, you know, you're hungry, you're bored, or can you change that? I want to feel more alive. I want to feel more peaceful. And that's what got me to this huge shift in thinking about the big picture, not just my extra weight that I, you know, I had. Remember to really look and listen to what your body's telling you. Develop this relationship with your body and mind and spirit. It's kind of like, you know, an inner marriage where you have compassion and kindness and fun and you're paying attention to it with lots of love. And, you know, just start being more positive. And that can be hard, you know, in certain situations when that's not been the way we've talked about it. Think about, is my glass half full or half empty as I'm thinking about my healthy me, my physical body? You know, what are your intentions around everything that you're doing? Do you expect the best or is it gloom and doom? You know, one of the things that I start doing when I start noticing that I get into that worry mood, stressed mood, and, you know, wondering what's going to happen, then I go to my mantra, expect the best, expect the best. And so find little ways for yourself to help you do that. I listen to Oprah and Deepak's 21-day meditations all the time, and this time they had it was about being grateful and appreciation. And one of the things that they said is that, you know, you become healthier the more gratitude and appreciation that you have for it. So wherever you look, you can find the research showing you just by having gratitude and appreciation for what is. And I really liked that deliberate creation because she's also talking about you have to appreciate what you have, but you also have to start looking at where you want to be. But you have to appreciate where you are, not stay in resistance and hate where you are, because that'll just keep you where you are rather than helping you move you forward. And that's why, you know, like for me, I mean, my body was so healthy, but just one little part of it was not working, and yet I made it a big part. So I'm encouraging you to make a shift if that's you also, or just expand your horizons in the way that you're looking at it. Remember, laughter is a great, you know, medicine for your soul and your health. And so there's so many alternatives today. The Journal of American Medical Association found that 40% of Americans are now, you know, accessing unconventional medical care. So acupuncture, you know, that can help your energy rise. You know, if you use chiropractors, psychologists, therapists, shamans, you know, there's so many choices out there that can help you get your mind, body, and spirit back in alignment in finding what's right for you. You know, one of the things that's important anytime you're making changes is to check in with your, you know, physician, your family doctor, to make sure that as you're making any changes that, you know, they know what you're doing and you don't go to any extremes, because you know, that can be really unhealthy for you. But the important thing is to start looking at, you know, as Jenna talked about, your beloved animal, and really checking in with your animal and then asking what's right for you. And if you really go within, you'll find things like I did with that pleasurable weight loss, and really because I was looking for more peace and love in my life. And I'd never heard of anything like that before about developing the relationship, you know, with my body, those kinds of things. And so that's been a big move for me, and a much more peaceful in regards to that. So what I encourage you to do is, you know, start today in some kind of small way. Just like I mentioned, you know, a mantra could be one that you, use, like, I nourish my mind, body, and spirit. And then if you use that mantra, what does that look like for you? What would you be doing in your life to make that, you know? How are you nourishing your mind? What are you doing? Are you reading some books that support your healthy you? Are you doing some, you know, exercise? And how about, you know, your soul? What are you doing to feed your soul? So one of the things that I started doing that I thought was kind of fun, you know, just to try to add some more fun and lighthearted to this whole idea about being a healthier you, is, you know, how much hotter can I look, you know, and how much, you know, younger and alive can I look? And so then it's like, okay, what would that take for me to do that? And so much of it's just the inner game of, you know, just feeling that rather than doing much, but it just makes it more fun, and it makes me in charge, and you feel empowered about that. So as I close in summary, to dream big, I want you to create your ideal vision of what the healthiest you looks like, and know that you can make, you know, small steps, big steps to get you there. And I want you to think about an image that's right for you, not like the media, you know, makes you feel like you need to look like. And take time to create that. And then create a plan to live by that. You know, look at lots of choices. Look at the different people that can help support you there. Because whenever we're making changes, you always need people that help support you. That's why groups like Weight Watchers are always good, or, you know, different groups that you go to when you have a support group, or you have a partner that you, you know, are held accountable to help you do something. Or when you do some exercise, you know, you walk with someone every day, you get up and you know you're meeting that person. It's really important as you make, you know, these changes in your life to have other people that are supporting you. And then broaden your perspective. Are you looking at a healthy you from the body, mind, and spirit? And love your beloved animal. And how could you build a more positive, nurturing relationship with your body, mind, and spirit? You know, look at your environment. That's an important part because, you know, whether it's at work, whether it's at home, you know, just notice. And what are small things that you could do to shift the environment around so that you're, you know, you're around more positive thinking, because that all affects your cells. How are you doing on giving more gratitude and appreciation? Remember, five parts appreciation of everything. Are you appreciating that your heart's working, that your lungs are working, that your digestive system's working? And, you know, if you're like me, I never took the time to do that. They were all doing that, but I never, you know, thought about being very grateful. I used to say, oh, I'm so glad I'm healthy. But, you know, I did. That was kind of like I said that. But now I'm in that, and I've loved that. So what I encourage you to do is use the worksheet to help you get moving and find others to support you, because that's when the big changes are going to happen. Next month, the Dream Big Call is going to be on September 1st, and it will be discussing relationships. So now I want to open it up, and because I have you on mute, if you want to speak, if you hit *6, your line will be open, and you can share ways with me or questions that you want to bring up about a healthier you, ways that I could support you, ways that I could encourage you, just your ideas around living a healthier lifestyle filled with more love and peace. What's something you'd like to share? I'd love to hear from you. Okay, well, if no one's wanting to share, I would love you to think about, as tonight when you get off this call, is to think about what's one change that you could have just for this week, and then next week add something else. You know, if it's the mantra, if it's, you know, that I'm just looking at my environment, I'm changing my thoughts, I'm going to breathe more deeply, I'm going to pay attention to when I'm stressed out and find a way to breathe easier, I'm going to walk more, whatever it is for you in your life, I encourage you to take one step and then find others to help you be there. So thank you so much for joining me, and share this recording with anyone that you know that could benefit you, and I'd love to hear from you. You could email me or write on our Facebook page, whatever you'd like. Thank you so much for joining.